fire, the refine. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, just take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. If your glory wants to come in, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consuming. Fill this place, set it ablaze, and now be a living sacrifice for you. You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. 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 Clean my hands. Purify my heart. I wanna burn for you. Only for you. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord is my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. You take whatever you desire. Lord is my life. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Burn it away. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Burn it away. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Burn it away. Consuming fire. Consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Oh, consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it away, burn. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Burn it away. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. Just take whatever you desire. Lord is my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified. Just take whatever you desire. Lord is my life. Consuming fire. Consuming fire. Burn it away. Yeah. Burn it away. Consuming fire. Consuming fire, burn it away, burn it away. Consuming fire, consuming fire, burn it
At this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the greeter. Greeter, are you there?
Praise God. Father, you are so good to us. You are so loving. You are so kind. You are wonderful. Thank you so much for the joy that you put inside of my heart, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this awesome, awesome call. And our wonderful, beautiful leaders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. Thank you so much, Lord God, for this speaker who's coming forward with a word, Lord God. And Father, we thank you that you've anointed her, Lord. And Father, the word that she speaks, Father, we will hear, we will do. It will be on good ground. Glory to your holy name. Thank you for everyone that's on the call, Father, under the sound of my voice, and those that may be traveling or who may not be able to get on the call. But Lord, you, the Master, thank you so much for each and every single one of them. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Artist Life, Lord, for them to continue to be successful and the businesses grow. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you, we honor you, we extol your greatness because you are God all by yourself and you truly are wonderful. Amen, 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 amen. Well, family, I am going to turn this call over to our victorious host. Host, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Hello, sweetheart. Yes, I can. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, and thank you so much for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. You did such an awesome, beautiful job. It's just warming to greet us in that manner, so thank you for that. I also want to thank Minister Kalen for that awesome worship and setting the atmosphere this morning. I want to be tried by his fire and purified. There's nothing like his Holy Ghost fire. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I welcome each and every one of you to the Master's Call this morning. The Master Call got started in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So I say to each and every one of you, get ready to be blessed today for this winning Wednesday. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that. We have a website that you can visit anytime you would like. That website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. The theme for the year is in 2020, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, a share word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request and or praise report, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And also on Fridays, we take prayer requests and praise reports on the second half of the call. This phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now Artist Life, that has the best products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held Monday through Friday right after this call. A team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist Life products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. That number again is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617-pound. And the bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Awareness Wednesday, where the dynamic duo, Diamond Presidents Reggie and Victoria Flanagan, will be your host. And the topic will be 9 signs of mental health. So we ask in each and every one of you to jump on that call after this call. I just want to say from the TMC staff and TMC family to each and every one of you to just stay safe and keep the faith during this season. And at this time, I would like to introduce our speaker for today, which is Minister Rosalyn Peters. She resides in Bowie, Maryland, along with her husband of 35 years, Sir John. They have raised four responsible adults, two boys and two girls. She's a proud grandmother of nine grandchildren. Minister Rosalind is a student of life. She is an artist life president and has been with the company for 10 years. She holds an associate degree in music, and she's a certified culinary artist. Minister Rosalind is truly anointed and appointed woman of God. She's a worshiper that worships the Lord in spirit and in truth, and you can tune in on the TMC call on Tuesday mornings to hear her heart as she worships our Lord and our Savior. Her favorite scripture is Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others this mighty woman of God, Minister Rosalind Peters. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you to our host, Minister Keisha. Thank you so much. And to our greeter, Minister Robin, who had given us an awesome prayer, and to our psalmist Kaylin for actually setting the atmosphere, a wonderful atmosphere this morning. And I want to also thank our co-founders and Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Witherspoon, and Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton for this very platform and just allowing me to speak this morning. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and our Redeemer. Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want you to go to Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 53. That's Luke chapter 12, verses 49 through 53, and Jesus is speaking to his disciples and a crowd of people. I have come to bring fire on the earth, and how I wish it would already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and what constraint I am under, it is completed. Do you think I come to bring peace on earth? No. I tell you, but division. From now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other, three against two, and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. That is our text this morning. Today, not only do we have a pandemic to deal with, but there is so much division in our country, and it seems that it's getting worse day by day. Some 2,000 years ago, speaking of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah wrote these words, "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." At the time of his birth, there were with angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, and goodwill towards men." Later, Jesus would say, "Peace I leave you, I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives." And so it was that Jesus came into the world to make peace between God and man, not just peace in the sense of worldly peace, the absence of conflict, but Jesus brings a real peace, an everlasting peace. Jesus coming on the scene brought peace. But it also brought division. Now I would like to title my message this morning, "How Do You Find Peace in a World of Division?" How do you find peace in a world of division? So how can Jesus be the Prince of Peace and bring division? You might say that seems like a biblical contradiction. The New Testament speaks of two kinds of peace, objective peace and subjective peace. Subjective peace is emotional. It has to do with your experience with life, and it's, as such, it is subject to the way that you perceive things, what you think, how you feel, what you may like, love, or hate. Objective peace is spiritual. It's a peace with God. There is a story I want to tell you about a man who visited his doctor. That doctor said to him, "What is the problem?" And the man said, "I got troubles everywhere. I got troubles in my business. I got troubles at home. I got troubles everywhere, and I'm just plain run down." When the examination was finished, the doctor said to the man, "You're not run down, sir. Just the opposite. You are all wound up. You are all wound up." So the man responded, "Well, doctor, give me something to calm me down." "What do you want?" says the doctor. And the man said, "Give me a tranquilizer or something." He said, "Very well," and he started to write a prescription. Without looking at the prescription, the man stuck it in his pocket and rushed out of the office. Once he got to the drugstore, the pharmacist looked at the prescription and said to him, "I'm sorry, sir, I can't fill this prescription." He said, "What do you mean? This is a drugstore, isn't it? You are a pharmacist, aren't you? That's a doctor's prescription. Why can't you fill it?" And the pharmacist looked at him and said, "Sir, but we don't stock this in our store. If you want this prescription filled, you have to go home and get your Bible." Yes, he told him, "Go home and get your Bible. If you want this prescription filled, you have to go home and get your Bible." So when he told him that, the man looked at the prescription and said, he looked at the prescription for the first time. And as he looked at the prescription, it said, "Take 3 doses of Romans 5:1 every day." It says, "Take 3 doses of Romans 5:1 every day." He went home and looked up the verse in his Bible, and he read it. And it reads, "Therefore, since we have just been justified, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Immediately, the man called his doctor and said, "What do you mean by this prescription?" The doctor said, "Your trouble is spiritual, not physical. What do you need? What you need, sir, is peace. I can't give it to you. The pharmacist can't give it to you. Only God can give you peace." The bottom line is this. We've got to have peace with God before we can have any other kind of peace. You see, real peace comes from God. It has to do with your relationship with Him. His peace is not dependent upon what you and I think. It has nothing to do with your perception. It's not founded on your fickle feelings. It's centered around the truth and cannot be contained or contaminated by your circumstances. This peace is supernatural peace, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. The natural man lacks peace with God. We all come into the world fighting against God because we are a part of the rebellion that started way back with Adam and Eve. Romans 5:10 says, "We are enemies of God. We fought against God, and everything we did rebelled against His principles." If we are fighting with God, resisting his plan and purpose for our life, then we won't ever have real peace. Many people would like to know that they are forgiven and they are going to heaven when they die, but they still want to live life. Yes, they do. The way they please, just the way they please. But it's only when we surrender our lives to him who we cease being enemies. It's when we cease to be enemies of God. Now that we have peace with God, we are now at war with the world. We are at war with the world and with any and everything in the world that would seek to separate us from God. That will include our own flesh and even our closest relatives. And so there is division. There is division. So what is this that Jesus is telling us? Jesus is telling us that if we are going to be his disciples, then nothing can come between us and our relationship with him as our Lord and Savior. See, as his disciples, we are to teach and tell others about the gospel. We are to pray for them. We are to try to set an example by the way we live our lives. Just remember that your life or my life is not perfect, but we must point them to the perfection that is found only in Jesus. Jesus makes the difference. When Jesus comes on the scene, these things change because he brings fire and he brings the vision between the light and the darkness. The fact that we are in the world but not of the world, the fact that we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light separates us from the world. Jesus said, in this world, you would have trouble, and not only trouble, but persecution for my name's sake. So to be a disciple of Christ, you should know that it's not an easy path to follow. It's not for the wimp, for the faint at heart. Some Christians think when they get saved, everything is going to be perfect. Yes, they do. No more worries for the rest of their days. Sometimes those who are closest to us can make the most difficult. They can make our life so uncomfortable. They can lie to you. They can talk about you. They can stab you in the back. They can persecute you and just do all the things you did that they did to Jesus. But no matter what they do to you, just remember they don't have a hell. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. The most men can do is destroy the body, but God can destroy your soul. So we must fear God rather than man. We must fear God rather than man. When we interact with our loved ones who have not yet come to Christ, there is friction. Like they say, somebody rubbing you the wrong way, that causes a division between us and them. While we are not to allow them to pull us away from our faith, we are still supposed to treat them with love. So what is this fire that Jesus brings? What is this fire that he brings? So in the Old Testament, fire signifies the presence of Jehovah. He, as in the burning bush, that's in Exodus 3:2, when God appeared to Moses and on the Mount Sinai, when the Lord descended in the mountain in fire, that's in Exodus 19:18. In the New Testament, fire illustrates the enlightening and purifying effect of the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 3:11, the words of John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So what happens to us when we are baptized with this fire? And the Holy Spirit, what does it mean? Fire represents judgment, and it also represents purification. So we are judged and we are purified. So how are we judged? We are judged to be righteous because we believe and trust in Christ. We are made righteous in God's sight. So we are also purified. We undergo purification when we confess our sins and receive forgiveness. What else happens when the fire comes? We are not judged according to what we deserve or our deeds, but rather according to what Christ did. So there is a difference between us and others as who reject him. They are not purified. They are not judged to be righteous. They are judged according to what they deserve. They are judged according to their deeds. Something else happens. There is a separation there. Is this division that Jesus talks about. But do we become better than everyone else? Do we walk around with that holier-than-thou attitude, shouting hallelujah and hitting people over the head with the Bible, telling them they're going to hell? No. Yet there is a change, a difference in our attitude, in our life, in what we do, in what we say, and how we relate to the world around us. When we come to Christ, we were made a new creature, and all things have passed away. Christ's intention was to promote peace in the world, but through the works of the devil and corruptions of men's nature, the result of his coming is division and war. Jesus knew this would be the effect of preaching the gospel. He would incite and inflame opposition. The second coming of Christ will be in a blazing fire, taking vengeance on those who do not obey the gospel. You might say, oh, come on, Minister Rosalind, you don't really think that a loving, forgiving God is going to actually punish or condemn anyone that wouldn't be fair. So it really doesn't matter what you think or what I think, but for your edification, I want to read the sobering scripture to you. And it's in 2 Thessalonians 1:6-9, and I just happen to have it right here. And it doesn't say anything about God being fair. It says, God is just. It says, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and us as well. This will happen when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire with his powerful angels. He will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. Now, this is straight from the word. Now, we have to understand that Jesus is not the cause of this worldly dissension and division and all the conflict and the confusion that is going on in the world today. That is a result of sin. Every day in the news there are reports of death, violence, and tragedies that should remind us of the need to maintain a right relationship with God and to repent of our sins. We should not look at tragedy as God's punishment, nor look at the people who suffer tragedy as being somehow guiltier than yourself, but rather you should recognize that you and I are just as guilty and that these things should therefore be a wake-up call to each and every one of us. We should treat every tragedy as another chance for us to get our lives in order. Jesus is saying to us this morning, TMC, that if you follow me, division is just not a part of what you can expect. So don't just be troubled or afraid. It's time. It's time to be ready. Now, I just want to close this message today. I didn't tell you guys that there was going to be a test at the end of the message. Many of you might remember in school a multiple choice question, and that's when you have two or more answers to pick from. Today's test is multiple choice, and it's easy. It's only one question, and it's an open book test from the Bible. But wait. That's not all. I'm even going to give you the answer to the test. It's in Deuteronomy 30:19. That's Deuteronomy 30:19. This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life so that your children may live. It's hard to believe how so many people still fail this test every day, either because they haven't heard it or they refuse to accept the good news of the gospel. It's not his gospel, but men's rejection of it that causes division. Jesus offers to all of us the choice to be judged, the choice to be judged righteous, to have abundant life, the chance to be purified, to receive blessings, and to have eternal life, the eternal peace in the presence of God. It is my prayer that the Lord will lead you all to choose life this day. Amen. Back to you, host.
Awesome, awesome, awesome word, Minister Rosin. Wish we had more time for you to keep going. You were in the flow and you were in the word. How do we find peace in a word? Thank you for that. I'll call you back shortly for the benediction. Let's pray over our prayer requests. Father, it's in your most precious name that, Lord, we come before you this day. We thank you for your mouthpiece on today. We ask in you, mighty God, Lord, that you fill her well today and allow her to overflow and continually to speak your word, Father God, with truth and clarity, Father God. We thank you for her. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, Father, lifting these mighty women up to you right now, that you fill their well and let their well overflow. Oh, Father God, give them a double portion. Father, we thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, every artist, life, staff, every distributor, every customer to come, Father, that your mighty hand and your outstretched arm is upon them. Father God, we call forth favor, healing, and restorations, blessings, and safe travels, oh, Father, for Cynthia Cox, oh, Father, for Benita's family, for Mr. Harrington, Father God, and his grandson, Cynthia Cox, oh, Father, Aunt Ethel and Tiffany and Zena and Leslie and her husband, Father, we ask him, Father, for your miracle hand, Father, to be upon their life. We call him forth your healing on Sir John, oh, Father God, and Rosalind's mom. Oh, God. Lord, we ask and, Lord, that you continually to bless big girl Taryn, God, and Macy, God, and Alvina, and Stanley, mighty God. We thank you for Mother Josie, oh, Father God, and Mother Oliver, and Mother Eleanor, oh, Father God. We thank you for Minister Brenda and Brother Freddie, Father, that you're touching them, and Katrina's son, oh, God. We thank you for Eddie and Rick and Faith, oh, Father. We thank you for favor for Christopher and Jackie and Bart and Dee Lee and her daughter Lakeisha, Father. Lord, we lifting up the bereaved families before you, the Hearst family, the Brooks family, the Gray family, the Sims family, the Webb family, the Wallace family, Father, that you said, blessed are those that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you give these families your peace and your strength in this time. Father, we thank you today. We bless you in Jesus' name. To hear this powerful playback message, you want to dial 712 432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. Once again, the new motivational call is next after this call. The number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Awareness Wednesday. Once again, thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Kaylin, for ushering in the spirit of the living God today. And Minister Rosin, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Can you please come and close us with a benediction?
Now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard our hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Amen.